brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the Feast of St. Andrew. Magnificat magazine has a beautiful little introduction here that I want to share with you on this Feast of St. Andrew. In John's Gospel, it says, we learn that Andrew was following John the Baptist when John pointed to Jesus. So Andrew's following John the Baptist. John points to Jesus, behold the Lamb of God. Andrew immediately went to his brother Simon. Do you do that? Do you go to your brothers and sisters when you've learned something more about God or you've seen something that has particularly blessed you? Do you go to your family? Andrew immediately went to his brother Simon, declaring, we have found the Messiah. According to Pope Benedict XVI, Andrew was, quote, a man who was searching. He lived with his heart thrown open, awaiting the fulfillment of Israel's great hope. Is your heart thrown open? After the resurrection and the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Andrew went to share the good news. Tradition has him preaching in Greece and dying at Patras. The Eastern Church honors Andrew with the title Protoclete, or First Called. Wonder how your life and mine will be defined at the end. What would people say about us? That's not morbid. Think about it. We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and a pastor, so may he be for us a constant intercessor before you. Saint Andrew, pray for us. The first reading is from Paul to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. Brothers and sisters, the gospel has been preached to us. The question is, have we heard? It's one thing to hear the words. Are you totally attentive every Sunday at Mass? Do you hear every word? Do you hear what God is saying? Do you remember the word of God is living? The word of God has power to change you if you give it access. If by your free will you say, Lord, I want to live by your word. Help me, teach me, show me. He will. We must, brothers and sisters, not just for our own salvation, but for the salvation of everyone who comes after us. The judgments of the Lord are true. All of them are just. The law of the Lord is perfect. The precepts of the Lord are right. The fear of the Lord is pure. Brothers and sisters, let's draw near to him. Near to him. The gospel reading is Matthew 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. And he said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. At once they left their nets and followed him. What if Christ walked among you today, wherever you are, your workplace, at home, your neighborhood, the store, wherever, and God in some way communicated his word and his truth to you? Would you be willing on the spot to change your life? That is, to change the direction of your life, the priorities of your life. God in his spirit walks with you every day. Do you, by the graces of baptism and confirmation and Eucharist, reconciliation, by all those sacraments, are you responding to God when he speaks to you through his word? Are you paying attention? Or do you plan a menu while the gospel's being read at Mass? Do you think about the game you're going to attend? Or whatever the case may be, where are you? Physically present, but not present in any other sense. Brothers and sisters, honestly, it has to stop. It really does. The Word of God is living and active. The Word of God has power to change your life. Don't just go through the motions. Open your heart and just say, Lord, teach me. It might be one verse, it might be one word that strikes you. If it does, pay attention to it. Ask God for the grace to respond to it. Help me, Lord, to live this truth out more fully. Give me the humility, the grace to repent, because some of my conversations and some of my actions say that I'm really false. I'm false to Christ. I'm really not a disciple. I'm a Sunday-going disciple. That's it. I go to Mass every Sunday. Hey, I've good attendance record at Mass. That should go for something. A lot of people talk like that. What matters if you say to the Lord, Lord, you are my God, and I am your son or daughter. Will you lead me in the way you want me to go? Will you teach me, and will you give me the grace to say yes? That's what has to happen. And it has to happen in the heart of every one of us, each of us. The very, very busy, unfortunately, season of Advent, my favorite season of the year, is almost upon us. Please, please, do not go to the crib this Christmas empty-handed. Bring your gifts. As the wise men brought gold and frankincense and myrrh, what are you bringing as a gift? What he most wants is to say that you want to be more clearly a daughter or son, that you more clearly want to be his disciple, that you recognize you need his help, not just once in a while, but every step, every minute of every day. Lord, I want you to lead my life. Those are the kinds of things that if we bring them to the Lord this Christmas, give him honor and glory, and he will draw near to us. Jesus, as we were reading, speaks to Peter and his brother Andrew, and he says, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men at once. They left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. So they're working. And he called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. When God speaks to your heart, when God talks to you, how does he do that? Sometimes he does it through the scriptures. A lot of times he does it through the scriptures. Sometimes it's the inspiration of someone else saying something or showing you something that touches your heart at a deeper level. Sometimes it's working among the poor and finding the poor Christ right there, most evident. There are all kinds of ways we can encounter him. When you encounter him and you're inspired, you hear something that you want to pay attention to, what do you do about it? Here, in these cases, both cases, people gave up what they were doing. They dropped everything to follow him. How clearly committed to God are you? Really? Day in and day out, when things are good and when things are difficult. When you have everything you need and when you don't have everything you need. When you're proud of your children and when you're fearful for them, when you see the direction in which they're going. In all those cases, good and difficult, what do? Do you go to the Lord and thank him for his blessings? Do you go to the Lord and put your crosses before him and say, Lord, I want to follow you more closely. Teach me how. In good times and in bad, all of that can bring us to him. And that's what God wants. He wants us to draw closer to him. So as we begin this Advent season, as we begin to follow him more closely, let us ask him that he give to us the grace he gave to Peter and to his brother Andrew. We ask that we too, whenever we hear the Lord, would recognize his voice first of all, and then be willing to do whatever it is that he asks, no matter how much it might inconvenience us, no matter how much it might change our priorities for a day, a week, a month, a year, that we would say yes. And when we have failed, that we would honestly, simply, humbly, just come before God and say, Lord, I failed. Will you please forgive me? When you do that, God honestly draws very near. I say that word so much, that phrase so much, but I mean it. I mean it. He draws very near. He doesn't say, well, it's about time you saw that. He doesn't say that. If it's mortal sin and you say that, he simply says, welcome home. Welcome home. When we make smaller mistakes, but we're angry and irritable about with ourselves or with others about them, if we just say to the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Please draw me closer to you. Please lead me to follow you more closely. If we do that, he will respond. None of those things ever go unheard by God, no matter how much we cry them out in the very recesses, the very secrets of our heart. He hears, and he knows, and he understands. I really do encourage you, if you can't get my new CD, Journey Through Advent, Reflections on the Four Sundays of Advent that can help to prepare us for this Christmas. That's Journey Through Advent. You can purchase the CD for $10 by going to renewalministries.net/FFJ and order the CD there. Or you may call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.